2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Let me hear you, bro. Not too loud. There is a matter. There is a matter that is ringing in my heart. If we want to at least have the result that our fathers had, the apostolic age, at least we should be willing to accept that there are things that they did that we have not done. Is it not true? Let's accept it. First thing in this journey is sincerity. Are you the sister that came from Ghana? How did I just know? You came from far. You need to collect something. Don't look at this people. It's a hard thing. Say, Lord, I can't come this far and go back the same way. This thing that is calling me, drop something on my life. What culture? The way I'm looking at you, because you are fair and handsome, you don't need any other thing. Am I not correct? Lord, drop something on my life. Leave no culture alone. If you are one your child, you don't need any other thing. Is it not true? I want to beg God to give me power to execute my calling. I want to beg him. I have noticed something. No matter how great your calling is, even if you are Jesus, you will keep being a carpenter. He took power to unveil his mandate. The scripture testified that he was declared to be the Son of God by power and the Spirit of holiness. It means that these are the instruments that can unveil that man. I keep hearing people saying they have calling, they have calling, they have calling. I put it to you, you don't know your calling until power comes. It takes power to bring you out. Whatever you are, and you call it calling without the power that can unveil you, God is just testing you, hoping that one day you will become serious with your calling. For now, they don't take you serious in heaven. In hell, they are laughing at you because the power of your calling has not come. The problem with many people and many pastors is that they are too lazy. When they calculate what it will take for them to enter their calling, they will just give many excuses. They will use many things to cover it. Some people even go as much as using the Bible to raise teachings that will make them powerless. Oh, that generation will not be able to... You will not become who you are supposed to be. Neither will you be able to do anything for God without. There is what is called the power of your ordination. There is what is called the power of your ordination. And I need to tell you, listen, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now everybody needs to lay hold on the power of his ordination. And I don't know your own ordination. For somebody like Jeremiah, the scripture said, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew thee. Darenda. That person that God knew is what our generation is waiting for. So you see it, your neighbor can manifest something, but that will be what his generation is waiting for. But for you, as long as you have not come there, there will be a prompting. Something will be pushing you. And there are several things you need to ask God to bless you with. First, they are prerequisites if you will enter into the great things of your destiny. Wake up one day, ask God, bless me with hunger. Wake up one day, ask God, bless me with burden. Wake up one day, ask God, I pray for hunger and burden. You know, why not bless me with restlessness? Restlessness. Why am I too calm? Suddenly you sleep for 8 hours. You wake up, you are not. There is this restlessness. Bless me with restlessness. Some of you need to wake up and ask God, bless me with holy anger. When I wake up and look at the vision, you slept, you saw the vision. Where cripples are rising up just because you enter the hall. You see, when you wake up from that place, you now woke up and prayed for the next sick person. It's just headache. You pray for 2 hours, nothing happened. And you went and ate. Replace food with holy anger. In your dreams, you see where God is using you to liberate your family. You woke up, nothing happened. The next news you heard is that your father's sickness got worse. I'm angry in my soul. I'm angry in my spirit. You saw it. You have seen it. You have seen it when God rose on the power.
power in your wings, and by that power, light shone in your family so strong that darkness was obliterated.
But you woke up, nothing changed. When will you get angry? Turn to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, when will you get angry? Are you the one that is to come, or should we expect another?
That is the day of your coming. Jesus was carpenter until a day came in the book of Luke. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. All his calling was waiting for an anointing. This is the Son of God. How much more you? Jesus was in need of power and anointing. Who is that man that is so proud that said that he doesn't need to be anointed?
It's not about anointing. That's what you're saying.
There is nothing you can do in the... Listen to me. I accept that anointing can be corrupted, that the purpose can be polluted.
I accept that people can seek it and leave God. But you can't do anything. You can never be effective in the kingdom without an anointing. It's not possible.
I was listening to the great father of faith the other day. It's on their page. Oh, on their page. It was not cut out.
W.F. Kumuyi. William. William Folorunsho. Kumuyi. You know what the man said? He said that one day he was teaching. You know, he's a good teacher. He was teaching. One day he now found out, compared to his calling. Listen, I want a scripture now. Show me, I think, Ephesians chapter 2. Let me see verse 4. There is something I want to show you. Oh, I want to also show you 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Things are flying in my tummy.
There is a way God will use you as a lady. A whole generation of women will have hope. So it's beyond God just using you.
God wants to bring back something to show a generation that it is still possible for women to rise in rank.
All you want to do is just to marry.
God, may God not demote you to the point that all you need to do is just to marry. Is demotion. So you mean you are serving God to marry? All you need to do is just to be on the street, you get one guy, rich people marry. Now that you are in the kingdom, there is something it takes for you to enter your calling. I say, I'm talking about Jesus. All of us were the same.
I was just normal until I said, God, I preached to a guy, you have heard my story.
4 hours we are arguing Bible. When we finished, the guy laughed at me and said, Edu Kai, Edu, you are good, you can share Bible. I said, give your life to Christ.
He said, later, next time. I went and cried to God. I said,
what makes people to give their life to Christ? I thought it is Bible exegesis only. Listen to me. If somebody shared the scripture and you believed, it was because there was an anointing behind it. Even if the person said, it's not about, let's just share the word of God only. If you ever believed it, if he ever moved your heart, there is no word of man that can move your heart except the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon it. Jesus himself said that the words I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and life. They are words, but something happened to it. The Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, it's the word that proceeds, not the word that is one place. That means the word has gained kinetic. There is kinetic energy in the word that have the capacity to feed your soul. Such word comes, they are not normal words, they are anointed. You can't hear Jesus and keep quiet. You can't hear him and be normal. You can't hear him and not change. You can't hear him and be bound. Why do you want to continue ministry? Why do you want to come and you come to your class and you are moved? Maybe you are a student. You come to your workplace. You come to your church and you come, you share scripture. When you finish sharing scripture, you say, man of revelation, man of me. Far be it! When somebody should be weeping and crying out for his life, when you finish talking, people should land in 13 days fasting.
And when they finished, when they woke up and ate three times that night. Are you not angry? When will you be angry? When will you be angry? When you take the mic and stand on the stage, you have not sang. As you are walking towards the stage, people will begin to cry. They know what to expect. Huh? You know. It's anointing. It doesn't matter what they call it. It's an anointing. There is an anointing for everything in the kingdom. I don't care what it is. You need it. You need it. You need it. Somebody like Theophilus stands on the stage to sing. You don't need anybody to tell you. You already know what to expect. Is it not you? There is an anointing. There is. You can say what he's saying. I've seen people say what he's saying. Say what he's saying. Nothing is moving me. What is in the song? Oh, share with that. There is. The Pikatua Kai Rapapo Pati Patakai Pad Pad Pad. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. We are coming to this 2 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Quickly, I just have 30 minutes. You need to cry. Angels need to take you to the power room of heaven. Put you there. Charge you for 13 days non-stop. Have you not noticed that your battery has never been full since you were born again? Do you know what is battery full? Battery full. Battery. If battery is full, you'll be seeing paka 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 paka. Remember those days? I was somewhere in the north. I will start in the morning, start praying, fasting, soaking. I will stay sometimes for 3 days. I will not. Then I will come out. If I touch the door, it sparks. Literal spark, electricity everywhere. And if I touch clothes, if I touch people, it was sparking. I said, what is this? The thing was no more in the spirit, it came out in the natural. Everything I touch, everything I wore, it was sparking with electricity. I said, what is this? What is this? Why do you want to die normal, OJB? Why? 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 For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Next verse. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Next verse. Now this is where I'm going now. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. Listen, that this is just the point I want to make. You are saved by grace through faith, but you are saved unto good works. You are saved by grace. You are not saved by works, but you are saved by grace. But the saving, the salvation by grace is unto what? Good. That means if God wants to judge you now, he will judge you, because you see, there is no basis to judge without an action, without works. That is why it is paramount that there is a work that comes from your life. You can call it a fruit, but it is still a work. Huh? What people call fruit, even if it is the fruit of character, is actually an intense work that is in the spirit. Huh? You see, when a cripple is healed, you see the work, the combustible dimension of God manifest physically. When an anger dies, it is still the same power. The only thing now is that that thing, instead of burning outside, it is burning where? It's, he bound and caged that thing, cut it off and threw it away. Do you know the power it takes for you to, as a talkative, for you to just keep quiet? If your mouth has been your issue before and something happened and you just kept quiet, people will not know what God did. You are the only one that knew. Eh? You knew that it took a mighty power. If they ask you between raising a cripple and your mouth getting shut, you, others might say it's cripple that is higher, but you know what it has taken you more than 15, 10 years of your life trying to compel yourself by personal discipline not to speak, yet you could not. Suddenly you woke up one day, pornography died, masturbation died, greed died, anger died. Is power. It takes power to compare. I will show you. Ye are saved by grace, but saved unto what? Good work. There is no possibility of somebody walking without power being available. What is power? According to, okay, you studied, you did a little science in secondary school now. Godwin, what is power? Basic definition. Ability to do work is what they told us. Is it not true? That means if there is no power, there is no work. Am I correct? If there is no power, there is no what? If power is the ability to do work, then you are able to do work to the measure of power you have. Is it not true? Okay. And if there is no power, then there is no work. Are you getting the point? Less power, less work. More power, more work. Are you getting the point? Remember, the scripture said you are saved by grace, but you are saved to work. Now, you can't walk without power. That's why Jesus said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. Tarry there. Stop going anywhere. All the time you are moving around, nothing has come on your life. See, your name is not NK. Your name is Prophetess. That's who you are. When you touch something, including your mother, we stop calling you by your first name. It's not as if you are trying to be proud, but you have been identified by a new thing now. And that's why you are here. Whatever price it takes. When it comes, you don't need to tell anybody. God will orchestrate it. One day I came, things happened many years ago. After some time, my mother looked at me and called me pastor. And have you seen my mother before? Are you sure? My mother cannot call you something if she doesn't feel that you are that thing. In fact, even if they ordain you pastor, my mother look at you and you don't meet up, she will not call you. Because it's men that ordained you in the spirit, your ordination is still far. Some years later, one day I came back. She now came and called me apostle. If my mother calls you, she has seen many things to convince her. One day she called me and said, God is with you indeed. I said, I know you be my mother. You are just realizing that God is with you. God is with me. They will not know. There is nothing on your head. Lift up your hands. Lord, let my head not lack oil. Pray for 30 seconds. Listen, show me that 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is the third time I am coming to you. That's not where I'm going. The second part. In the mouth of what? Two. Let's read that second part together. One, two, ready, go. All of us, let's read it together. One more time, everybody. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall what? Every word be established. I want to say a few things on the necessity of power. Let's look for witnesses in the scripture. If we can get two or three, then the matter is what? Established. First witness, Luke chapter 24. Let's start from verse 47. Let's see verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. Are you getting the point? This is post-resurrection appearances and insight that Jesus brought to his disciple. I hope you know that the person that wrote this book of Luke is the same person that wrote the book of Acts. Are you getting the point? So if you go to the book of Acts, you will see some things that is written in the initial part of the book that also capture this dimension, suggesting that after Jesus rose from the dead, he has to accept, are you with me, that there is something missing in his curriculum. And for the space of 40 days leading up to the fullness of Pentecost, one of the major things that Jesus told them to tarry for is that power should come. It means that witness is far away until power comes. It means that the things he told them, they can't even say it. Where will you find the boldness? Or don't you know that boldness is an anointing? I can tell you free of charge that boldness and courage is like an anointing. It makes you like a lion. I know myself before. I can't stand before three people. What you need is an anointing. When it comes, it's like fire. It engulfs you. Suddenly, you look at your neighbor, that you even look at somebody that you are greeting, like your mother, that you say, good morning, my way. When that fire comes, you look at her, she becomes one of your congregants. Your mother, when you finish, you greet her, mommy, good evening. But once that's, are you getting the point? Or that person will see. When the thing came on Jesus, he looked at his mother. He said, woman, my time has not come. When are you getting where I'm going? When the thing comes on Jesus, he calls his mother woman. When he wants to relate with him normally, he said, son, see your mother, see your son. But when that thing comes, what does he say? He said, woman. You are just another member of the church. When the thing finish, I will come down and then you will call me mother. But for now, you are what? Woman. Jesus was analyzing to them in this book of Luke, especially if you start from chapter 23, because he rose from the dead and certain people were saying a lot of things. They said, we thought that this person is the one that is supposed to save Israel. What they don't know is that the intention of God is to bring them to that conquest. That the saving and the warfare that the Christ will wage is not something individual. He wants to bring men into that conquest. It is a kingdom. And kingdom is not only, a king only cannot make a kingdom. There has to be people there. Even though the kingdom that God runs is not a kingdom of kings and subjects. God runs a kingdom of kings and kings. And that is why he is called what? The King of Kings. Are you with me now? So Jesus began to tell them a few things after he has risen from the dead. He's like, he's preparing them. This is the final class before something lands. Are you getting the point? So, and Jesus knew that it will not be possible for them to execute their destiny. Your natural self, don't you know your natural self? It cannot do anything. Jehovah Basam man. What? Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ. So Jesus was explaining to them now, to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And this has happened. Are you getting the point? So he said, first of all, Christ will suffer and then die. And then what? Rise. You see the progression of events that God set in place. So for now, we accept that Jesus is ordained to come and die, to rise, suffer, die, rise from the dead. Is it not true? And on the account of his rising from the dead, the scripture now said, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all what? Nations. Beginning where? At Jerusalem. Let's see the next verse. Let's read it together. Next verse. Let's read it together. Let's repeat that phrase again. One, two, ready, go. I didn't hear you. There is no conviction in what you are saying. You are just speaking with your mouth. You think this thing is a suggestion. The reason why we have so many churches everywhere, little impact, is people that have not tarried. They just went and started ministry. I want to advise you, maybe you are a young man, there is still time. Listen to me. There is no award for starting ministry faster than your friends. It's not starting ministry fast that is the team. It's making impact. Listen to me. I can tell you from personal experience that if it takes you 10, 15 years to cook yourself well. There is an adage or something that they said, that if they give you 7 days to cut down a tree and give you an axe, that you should use 6 days and what? If you take 6 days, Timilein, to sharpen your axe, learn the skills of weaving it, keep sharpening it. As you are sharpening your axe, somebody will now start ministry. Name it, give the ministry name. After giving it, they will even write it international. Then he will now be running up and down, doing many things. You check them, there is no weight inside. Yeah? The next thing they do is that they learn how to design flyer. And then they will be designing flyer up and down, holding meeting up and down. In 1 week, they will hold 3 different kinds of meeting. If you go there, including them that is holding the meeting, need help from Jehovah. We have so many people that have not tarried enough with God. Stay there. Soak it. Until something shifts. Your spiritual morphology, the morphology of your soul, will be coated with divinity. Something comes so heavy. When you come out from there, one law from you, a generation cannot resist it. When Jesus spoke in the book of Luke chapter 4, the Bible said that this man spoke with authority. Listen to me. I checked the scripture. Jesus was doing miracles and they called it a doctrine. You have not read it. Jesus was doing miracles, signs, and wonders. And the Bible called it in the book of Luke and many other places. He called it a doctrine. That's when I said that power is a doctrine. Power is a doctrine. Huh? And if you have not been taught the doctrine of power, there is nothing you can teach. These men are used to, I hope you know that they are doctors of law. Don't go and deceive yourself. Some people think that what we need now is people that can come and be teaching you this Bible as Sunday school. They are anointed Sunday school teachers. They'll be teaching your head, and then you know it. Sorry for you. You don't know that's where we are coming from. Staying in church for 10 years, reading the Bible back to back, and our life did not change. Knowing everything. Some people think we just came here. Eh? We did not just arrive. I was born in church. I finished reading my Bible many times before I was 14 years. My head was dry, no oil. I said, something must happen to me. So now come and say, listen. See, the doctors of law were there. As a matter of fact, Jesus learned from their feet. But when he wanted to do ministry, or see Jehovah, that's a man. Lift up your hands. Say for me, Jehovah. That's a man. Jesus said, watch, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Justice, for how long? For how long does a man tarry till he comes out? But you are already planning that next year you will start ministry. Before the year end, you start ministry. Who is sending you? God doesn't send a man that has not been clothed with power. You must have something to sell. If you are not anointed, if there is nothing on your life, you are just selling yourself. You are selling your intelligence. If you are very intelligent, if they give you Bible, you will still be intelligent. If you are a good classroom teacher, if they give you Bible, you will still teach it well as a classroom teacher. And people that assess and appraise matters using their mental capacity can look at your prowess and they will applaud you, but there is something lacking in it. It lacks the capacity to make a man take a decision for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your oil land upon my life. Lift up your hand, pray for 30 seconds. Make sure you mean this prayer, because anytime you hear me say, in the name of Jesus, you will take out your hand and put it on your head. See what will happen now. Listen, close your eyes. Lift up that hand. Close your eyes. close your eyes. If I say Jesus, carry that your hand as if, see it as if God is the one that is laying that your hands on your head. Don't see it as your hand again. No, see it as God is about to lay his hands on you. I pity you if you miss this moment. If I shout Jesus, put your hands there. Are you ready? At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Jesus! Put it there. Yes. With the hands of power. Help them, help them, help them, help them, help them, help them. It's the hands of power. The hands of power. It's the hands of power. Hands of power, the Holy Ghost. Daranda, power is coming on you, my friend. Seated, I want to continue my teaching. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. All the people sitting behind this pastor, stand up, lift up your hands. The power of God will hit this place now. As I throw this my handkerchief, let your hand come upon their life. At the count of 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, push. I send the promise of my Father upon you. When you lead prayer and people respond, it is because you led it by power. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Thank you.
Listen, listen. When you stay in this kind of atmosphere, you catch several anointings, and some of your anointings are activated. I think I've taught you people here. The anointing can move by conduction. The anointing can move by convection. And the anointing can move by radiation. Conduction. It means that there is a connection from one point to another. Conduction. For example, hold this, my handkerchief at the tail. Hold it. Something happening here now. There's something happening here now. Jesus, be seated. If you can. The anointing can be sent by convection. Help me and explain what is convection. I hope I'm correct. I'm somebody with mic. I'm Ume David with mic. Convection.
Hallelujah.
What is convection?
From my understanding, I believe convection has to do with there is a material medium, but it is flowing. The particles will be hitting the neighboring particles.
What's the difference between convection and radiation?
Okay, radiation, there is no material medium. It is something like on how the sun comes down to the earth.
Okay, convection, there is a material medium. Give us an example of convection.
Convection, okay, when you are boiling water, the particles under is heated up and then it goes from down to up.
So when water conducts something, it is convection. Somebody give me a bottle of water. Let's test. This one. No. I want the one that has not been opened. Has it been opened? Watch. Can you see this? David, you said that convection is if this thing is charged now, Abi, and then it sends. My God. The anointing can be convected. And there is radiation in the anointing too. If there is no radiation, there are people that you don't have hope of bringing them to Jesus. But when they sit around you, something will be happening to them because you are radiating something. Huh? Like, radiation is like a source of light, source of energy. For example, if I stretch my hands towards you now, there will be energy emitting from it. For example, if I look at your eyes now, there will be energy emitting from it. All of you here, stand up, lift up your hands. Father, I thank you. Release a fresh anointing upon their lives at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Push! All of you there, join your hands together, lift it up, just this place. Fresh anointing on you at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Push! All of you in the choir, stand up, join your hands together. Fresh anointing, fresh increase upon your life. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Push! Wherever you are, maintain your position. Pray for the next 1 minute. There is something in the house. Papayas! Fire! Coming on people, teaching anointings, miracle working anointings, anointing to make wealth. Several anointings are coming on people. Yes, 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 is intensifying, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, my God. Is that bottle of water given to me? Thank you, Lord. Keep praying. Something is happening. Maintain your position. Keep praying. All of you here, join hands together. Lift it up. That is an anointing. Believe God now. Believe God now. Thank you, Lord. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Push! Listen to me, all of you. At the count of three, the glorious anointing of the Holy Ghost, ushers, come out from that place.
will descend on you at the count of three. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's coming. One. He's already here. He's already here. Jesus Christ. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Take the fresh anointing here. Take it. Take it. Everywhere you are, maintain your position. Pray for 5 minutes. Say, Lord, this is it. I have it now. Keep praying. Keep praying. This is it. It will manifest. This is it. Parabos. Shavlete Kaporia. Reto Kapapante. Papari. Reto Sata. Rakapela Kiatela. Pante Kopama. Italia. Kepede. Kepede. Rakopala. Rakopapadetas. Come on. Hallelujah. Come and stand. Come and stand. Put your hands at the back of another. Stand, stand. Somebody stand in front. The rest, put your hands there. The people at the back here now. Only media, come out. Of the Holy Spirit will start flowing at the count of three now. One, two, three, touch.
Of God's servant Apostle Edu Dechukwu with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.